That sounds so much more sensible to me, to have a program like that that involves the community and involves different agencies within the community, and they're given the chance to do the right thing, and then on that day it's told that if you're not, then the police on that day will be having a clampdown on it as the final step. But that lateral way of thinking sounds so much more sensible to me. But that's where we get back into what we were referring to earlier, is the problem-oriented policing. That there's a problem there, let's as a community look at how we are going to solve this problem, and what can the police do in the final stages in assisting in resolving this problem. I think not just leaving it to the police by themselves to resolve.
Through the chair, Leon. We've also acknowledged the fact that, look, the other stakeholders, I'm talking about the other government departments, you know, main roads, housing and so forth, also have a part to play, because they also make big investments into our communities. And it's really important that, okay, where they actually have carriage of justice, that they actually not only be brought into the foray, but more importantly, you know, are also empowered to make sure then that they can continue to do their work to help the community in terms of our progression planning. And so then, you know, not so much as lightening the load, but being more innovative in terms of our approaches to it. And again, you know, keeping the issues where they need to be is really simple and less complex.
Okay, no, that sounds good. I might mention that, you know, in the normal thing, say in Brisbane, there are council bylaws which are not enforced by police. They're enforced, there's the dog catchers, you know.
But they're enforced through the courts. If you don't pay, if you don't pay that fine, that eventually goes to court.
That's right.
That's true, but there are processes in place before that about having your dog licensed and all these sorts of things,
no.
Education, etc. All right.
Just one question, Mr. Chair.
Sorry.
Just the other thing, what happened, like we're doing a lot of stuff here, there's a lot of a legislative requirement like noise, that's covered in your PPR, the Police Powers and Responsibilities Act. So one of the other things, what my concern is then, so what if we got a young state police officer going out and talking about now doing something that's not a legislative requirement for his duty? Who's going to stand by that officer when he said this is a culturally appropriate way of doing things?
Sorry, I'm not following.
Where is that officer going to stand if we're giving up all this stuff? No, it's got to go here. And he's got, and by his requirement, by his core function, that he's supposed to put it through this system here, and yet he goes the way that we go, that is culturally appropriate, which is not even a legislative requirement. Where does that officer stand?
Right.
Who's going to stand behind? Because that's where a lot of our problems stem from, is around that. Is we're doing a lot of core function here, and a lot of it, what we're talking about here, is a legislative requirement. That's the responsibility of those people who are getting paid to do that job. It's not ours, okay? But it's just because we've got to deliver a culturally appropriate thing, we then want to pass the buck back on to the Aboriginal person, the Indigenous person, say he then can get kicked around and abused because he's doing someone else's job. That is not right. People should, because with the noisy abatement, there was one instance there down in one of our streets. One of the perpetrators told, look, turn it off, told three times, wouldn't do it. They went back, confiscated the equipment, and ended up with a $1,200 fine, and there's no party has been in that place pretty much ever since. So, you know, we should not be doing the duties of what other people already paid to do. If they do really want us to do that, they then should be put in a legislative requirement. We should deal with and put what we're talking about now into legislation to cover us. Because what happens if a state police officer comes out, you know, he needs to know what his core function is. When the officer in charge isn't there or when he's on duty, he needs to know exactly what that policy and what that procedure is.